T's and C's apply.
Okay, it's Sanctified Monday. Thank you so much for joining us. Sisconi is in the studio. Good afternoon. Happy Blessed Monday, Sisconi.
Good afternoon, Lily, and good afternoon to Rise FM listeners, and a blessed Monday to you all and you, Lily.
Oh, a blessed Monday, a blessed Monday to
I'm
you.
I'm listening to your question, and I'm like, there's no way that you don't thrive when you are a doer of God's word. Yes, problems will be there, challenges, mountains will go high, and there will be rocky roads, but one thing for sure, the word of God has been tested, and we know that it's the only truth that comes to life and comes to pass.
It is when you know what the Bible teaches that that becomes the true test. You know what it tells you to do.
Yeah.
And you're stuck in the middle having to decide, what am I going to do?
Yes.
But do you follow the teachings of the Bible or not? Do you live a life according to the teachings and tellings of the Bible or not? At Rise FM 943 is where you're with us. Thank you so much for jumping onto that one. I wanted to ask you, are you winning? Can you say, I live according to the teachings of the Bible? Now that we are so...
Yeah, I'm fallible. I'm a person.
Yeah.
But 99% of my life,
99?
I make sure that it's in line with the word. You know, when you live in terms in line with the word, you don't explain, Lily.
Yeah.
Because the truth is the truth. The Bible teaches you to, you know, it builds your moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
So it teaches you to do right even in the dark sight. When you're in the dark or you're alone at night.
Yeah.
It teaches you to do that. If the Bible says, greet Lily, I will greet Lily and there will be no questions.
Yeah.
But if I don't greet Lily, there will be, why are you not greeting Lily?
Yeah.
So it tells us that when you do wrong, you must explain.
Yeah.
You know, there's always an explanation. But when you do right, there's no explanations to make because you have done right.
Yeah. So today, be the doer.
Be the doer of the word. I always say, Unkulunkulu is Papa action. And since we are made in his image, we must be like him.
Yeah.
You know, the word doer means a person who does something or a person who acts rather than merely talking or thinking. Because there are a lot of people who are just thinking and talking, but they don't action what they are thinking or what they are talking about. But Apostle James says in James 1 verse 22 to 23, he says, but be ye the doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So, I mean, if you are a talker and a thinker and not a doer, you are deceiving your own self because there's nothing that you put in action. And it further says, because if you do not do the word and only hears it, you are like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking goes away and immediately forget what he looks like. So you look at yourself. The mirror tells you are perfect, you are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But when you turn from the mirror, you have doubts.
Mm.
And a double-minded person doesn't achieve anything. So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners, the reason we need to do the word is that thriving is in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Your moral stance and strength and principles are in the word.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear the word and do it, it shows that you have faith in the creator of heaven and earth. But if you hear the word and do it, it means you doubt and you deceive yourself, Lily, because, you know, self-deception is like in a prison. You are in the prison and you are caged.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move. You can't do anything. You can't action anything because you are in a cocoon and cannot come out.
Mm-hmm.
But the word of God is, the Bible says, it is sharper than any double-edged sword. It says it is the lamp at our feet and the light to our path. And it is breathed by God himself. So when you do the word, you breathe God, you know, wherever you are. You live a life of no explanation, a peaceful life, an active life and a living life. Because when it says it's active and it's alive, it means it is it is able to bring to life everything that is dead in you. Mm-hmm. It activates your thoughts and your thinking. And everything about Connie is just rejuvenated and motivated and inspired, because I am doing what? The word. And since God is not a liar nor a son of man that should repent, he has the responsibility to come through for me and answer as per his word. So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners, when the Bible says pray, pray. When it says fast, fast. When it says don't fornicate, don't fornicate. When it says a marriage bed must be kept pure, let it be pure. You know, when it says don't steal, don't steal, don't gossip, you know, practice doing what God says. Because what God says, we know it has proven itself to be the only truth that doesn't change. From generations to generations, the word of God has been there and it has never changed. And God, we have seen him manifesting himself through our ancestors, through the kings, through our parents, through those who are servant of God around us. So if you want life of opportunities, life of possibilities in line with your purpose, do the word. And if you want a life that is focused as a married man, a married woman, an employer, a boss, and a subordinate, do the word. And with the word of God, there are no gray areas. Because any gray area that you have as a person get addressed by God. And since God is the counselor and the comforter, he's able to hold you by his hand and walk with you to perfect that which is unperfect in you. So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners, the fear of age that I'm kugile senkulile, I will not be married, and then you date a married man, you are deceiving yourself. The fear of being rejected and failure, test God and see if your idea is really going to work. You know, let's as fun and abanya bantu that just opened the shop at the any corner, and that shop flourishes. So I know good sometimes, Lily, we don't do the word because we're afraid. But we should be fearing God more than any circumstances. You know, peer pressure, pride, jealousy, culture and religion that are not in line with what God says should not be what dictates what we must decide on in our lives. Make the word of God a dictator by doing it. Amen.
Amen.
Do the word.
Amen. I doubt there's a single person listening to the show that missed anything in that message. It was loud and clear. Just going to thank you once again for coming into the studio. I feel like kwagala ka kuju go le mo studio.
I realize when I connect with the audience when I'm in the studio.
I love how you get into the spirit and get into the word. It becomes so clear. The intention of the word that you're sharing on the day.
Amen.
And I appreciate you for availing yourself, for coming into the studio and for joining us for the sake of this province.
Amen. The word of God is the only book, the mental health book. So if we don't talk the word, the mental health will go down. So we are trying to uplift the spirit and the mental well-being of our people.
Absolutely.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, it's only a
blessed
pleasure.
Week.
Here at Rise FM.